Ignite Radio. It is 10 a.m. I am Ben, and here is what's happening inside the Ignite studio. Two Ontario municipalities are asking the provincial government to reimburse them for more than $400,000 in total costs incurred while working on the now-reversed Greenbelt land removals in their communities. Premier Doug Ford admitted last month that it was a mistake to remove 15 parcels from the protected Greenbelt for housing development, a move that is now the subject of an RCMP investigation. But Pickering, home to the largest of the Greenbelt parcels, and Grimsby say that he spent a lot of money and staff time working on those plans. The government did not say how it would respond to the municipality's reimbursement requests. This morning, parts of southern Ontario are under a frost advisory. Environment Canada says Toronto, Niagara, Windsor, and as well as Mississauga, Oakville, Brampton, Burlington can expect patchy frost into the early morning under clear skies. The weather agency says frost may damage some crops. It's advising to cover up plants, especially those in frost-prone areas. A 99-year-old man, Hamilton man, climbed 1,776 steps to the top of the CN Tower over the weekend for the third time in support of charity. Walter Decker was joined by three generations of his family on his way to the top on Saturday to raise money for people struggling to meet their basic needs. His message for others is to not put off anything until tomorrow.
Of the thousands of miles we'll walk in a lifetime, how many steps will we remember? When did walking become just a simple act of getting from A to B? Let's make a humble walk mean something magnificent with the Children's Wish Foundation of Canada. Take steps with us and walk for wishes and make dreams come true for children living with life-threatening illnesses. Visit childrenswish.ca/wishmaker for details.
War Amps key tags aren't just for car owners. Anyone can get them, and they're for any keys you want to protect.
Recently, I lost the keys to my car, house, and office. Also on that key ring was my car starter and my War Amps key tag. Imagine my surprise when my keys were returned by courier from the War Amps a few days later. What peace of mind.
Look for your War Amps key tags in the mail or order them at 1-800-250-3030 or waramps.ca.
Taking a look at your sports, the Leafs beat the Lightning in an overtime thriller where John Tavares scored with 55 seconds left to win the game. This last Saturday in the UFC, current featherweight champion Alexander Volkanovski fought the current lightweight champion Islam Makhachev for the lightweight title, but he was knocked out by a vicious head kick. The Raptors played their final preseason game against the Washington Wizards, blowing them out by 36 points. Coming up next is your weather.
Ignite Radio weather.
Today is going to be a cold, cold day with sunny skies and a high of 13. Tonight, be sure to bring a coat as the temperatures will drop down to 6 with a 30% chance of showers. Tomorrow is going to be sunny with a high of 17. Currently, outside the Ignite studio, it is 1 degree.
Online. 24/7, 365. Playing hit music now. Only on Ignite Radio.
Knew how to forfeit, but we always knew how to talk. Couple nights through gasoline on the fire. We never knew how to perfect, but we always knew it would work us.
Ignite Radio, it's 10:06 with Dude Talk. I'm Josh Shubrook, along with my co-host Seth Shea, and that was Waffle House by the Jonas Brothers. This is our first week on air, and I'm extremely nervous, excited. How are you feeling today, Seth?
It's kind of hard to say, really. Like, for example, I'm very, very excited, but also very, very nervous. Sort of like you.
Mm-hmm. I know this will be a great experience, and it will help me a lot with, like, the performance and social anxiety, and I'm really looking forward to both the audience getting to know me and vice versa.
Yeah, I sort of feel the same. It's sort of, I'm not really used to speaking in front of large crowds, but I'm not technically looking at a crowd while I'm speaking right now, so
mm-hmm.
I'm
there's
fine with it.
There's some new windows in the newsroom where we can see some people watching us, but that's always fun.
Well, good thing my back is facing it.
I'm happy to wake up with everyone listening over the next hour. And we're honestly having a pretty good morning. Got all our prep done, got everything ready, and we're excited to show you everything we got today.
Yeah, I almost slept in because I was so nervous, but thank goodness for setting two alarms on my phone. Learned that trick from a friend.
Of course. Coming up next, it's When I'm Gone by Alesso and Katy Perry on Ignite Radio.
My name is Jeff. Last New Year's Eve, I had a bit too much to drink and tried to drive home. I'd always seen those mad adverts and thought I'd never drink and drive. But I did, and it's something I regret to this day. Because of my actions, I'm now paralyzed from the waist down. You might not be so lucky. If you're going to drink, please, don't drive.
This is a small dog barking. This is a medium-sized dog barking. And this is a big dog barking. Regardless of a dog's size or breed, its bite is always worse than its bark. That's why Canada's letter carriers kindly ask that you keep your dog indoors, in a fenced yard, or tied securely away from your mailbox. You may think your dog won't bite, but statistics say otherwise. More than 70% of reported dog bites happen at home and involve family pets. So please, be aware of where your dog is when we're delivering your mail.
Not your average internet radio station.
This is Ignite Radio.
Get music. Get music.
Now.
Now.
Now. When I'm gone, I'm never really gone. You think you're moving on, but it won't be for long. You'll see. When I'm gone, I'm never really gone. You think you're moving on, but no one's gonna feel like. Thought it would be easy, easy to forget me. Let go of the memory.
With you wherever you go. Listen live at igniteradio.ca.
this will always be my white rabbit.
Afraid of bad habits. Compulsive indulgence for making love out of focus. You'll always be my white rabbit. My favorite bad habit.
Ignite Radio, it's 10:16 with Dude Talk. I am Seth Shea, and this is my co-host, Josh Shorebrook. That was Bad Habit by
Delaney Jane, yeah.
My bad.
No worries.
Anyways, with the Halloween season showing up soon, it brings a good question to the table. What age did you start and stop trick-or-treating?
Starting must have been pretty young. I was the first child in my family, so I was probably started going out when I was 6 or 7 in a tiny little costume. How about you?
I don't really have an exact answer, considering memory not too good so young, but I must say that I'm about 80% sure that I was maybe 3 years old when I first went trick-or-treating with my brother. I don't exactly remember what I was dressed as, but...
I definitely trick-or-treated a bit too late into my high school experience, going out with friends before we went to parties and stuff.
Pretty sure I stopped trick-or-treating when I started going to high school, so final trick-or-treating was grade 8 for me.
Did you ever have those houses around you that were clearly the rich houses with, like, the full candy bars, like the really good candy?
Oh, I remember this one house where a family just literally decked out their entire, like, garage as, like a little witch's hut thing.
That's awesome. My parents every year do crazy decorations.
Okay. Anyways, coming up, it's Easy on Me by Adele on Ignite Radio.
He's calling for your help. Our dog guides help people with sight, hearing, and medical or physical disabilities.
Hello, my name is Megan, and my dog guide's name is Kyote. There are many Canadians with disabilities, like me, that rely on a dog guide to help gain freedom in our daily lives.
Please join us to raise money through Lions Foundation of Canada's Purina Walk for Dog Guides. To register and find a walk near you, log on to purinawalkfordogguides.com.
After a night out with your friends, not having a plan for a safe ride home can leave you in a bad spot. You could wind up riding in a police car, an ambulance, or a hearse. These unplanned modes of transportation are costly choices and do not take you home. I'm Denise Polgar with Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving, asking you to plan a safe ride home. Call a cab, be a designated driver, or use public transit.
Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving and this station want you to arrive alive. Drive sober.
Ignite Radio Entertainment.
So my program director Mitch is a huge Swiftie. I feel like I can't go anywhere right now without seeing Taylor Swift. If it's the Aries Tour movie, if it's her and NFL superstar Travis Kelce and their relationship. With Halloween coming up, I already know there's going to be 1,000 Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce costumes. The couples are going to be going absolutely berserk this Halloween. And Travis Kelce on his podcast said, if you want to be them for Halloween, first you got to secure yourself his 87 Chiefs jersey. Then you need to get yourself a fake mustache, classic Travis Kelce. Then you need to get yourself matching friendship bracelets, which you will see Taylor Swift wearing at the games. Cool little side story, he actually gave Taylor Swift his number by giving her a friendship bracelet with his number on it. Travis Kelce, the guy, is an absolute Riz God. Other news with relationships, we got Jada Pinkett Smith saying her and Will Smith actually broke up in 2016, so that slap was for absolutely no reason. That's your Entertainment Minute. I'm Joe. This is Ignite Radio.
Want hit music? We've got you're listening to Ignite Radio.
Ignite Radio.
Listening to Ignite Radio. Bring the world hit music now.
You've been on my mind. You've been driving me crazy. I can't even sleep because I'm thinking about you lately. Oh, it's been a while, but don't it feel like it was yesterday? Do. Daydreaming about the night when we met.
Inside, Mr. Bonder's heart.
Almost done, Mr. Bonder. Hold it there, please, nurse.
The Heart and Stroke Foundation was behind research leading to treatments, making it possible to repair Mr. Bonder's aortic valve.
All right, that should do it.
So, what's the big deal, you ask? Mr. Bonder hasn't been born yet.
Nice work, everyone.
Saving babies' lives before they're even born. This is what happens when you put your heart into it. Learn more at heartandstroke.ca.
Ignite Radio, it's 10:29 with Dude Talk. I'm Josh Shubrook, and that was Daydreaming by Noel and Virginia to Vegas. This is my co-host, Seth Shea. Say hi.
Hello.
And I was wondering, what are some of the craziest or best costumes you wore or have seen?
Okay, gonna be completely honest here. Most of the costumes I wore for Halloween were costumes I wore for stage plays when I was younger.
Oh, that's really cool. What were you using?
Well, first I was the Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, classic.
Then I was Timon from The Lion King, you know, the little meerkat.
Of course, nice. Yeah, that's awesome. I definitely had some, like, really generic. I'm pretty sure I was a Ninja Turtle and a ninja and a pirate.
Guess that was very fun for you.
Went around. Coming up next is Lifestyle by Jason Derulo and Adam Levine. But first, What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
It's been an exciting night of Pee Wee Hockey, Billy.
These kids have really played their hearts out tonight, Joe.
And now in the stands, two moms drop their mittens, and it looks like they want to go. It's Porter's mom and Smith's mom. Smith's mom gets in two right hands.
Porter's got a real big size advantage in this one.
Now Wilkinson's mom comes in from behind. Wilkinson pulls Porter's cashmere sweater over her head.
I tell you, that's got to be one of the most unladylike things I've ever seen.
We got parents tearing up everywhere in the stands.
Absolute mayhem.
Relax. It's just a game. A message from Hockey Canada.
For those that need to know, here's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
Do you have ADHD or similar symptoms and are looking for support while navigating college? Mohawk's Hanging Out with ADHD is a 5-week wellness event starting Tuesday, October 24th. Register online to meet in the Health and Wellness Center, room C109 Fennel Campus, at 11 a.m. to chat about learning strategies and to practice mindfulness. Many of Mohawk College's business students aspire towards careers within the banking industry, which is why Mohawk's student and graduate employment team is hosting the 2023 Bank Exchange. Business students interested in banking can connect with industry professionals and leave with a better sense of career direction. Come to the Digital Creativity Center at Fennel Campus on Wednesday, October 25th at 11 a.m. Register online now for Mohawk's Public Speaking Workshop if you want to build confidence with public speaking through interactive and fun activities. The workshop will take place on Thursday, October 26th at noon in Fennel Campus's Learning Support Center, room C122. I'm Owen, and that's What's Up Mohawk.
Love hit music?
Hit us up!
And let's get social.
Ignite Radio now.
Jason Derulo, oh yeah. You shining brighter like Rihanna. Always beating off some common mush. Oh girl, we notice your body the coldest. Everybody fall in love, fall in love. I'm a rolling stone, baby, come on. You
take off my collar, love. You do that thing that keep me calling ya. She won't cry if I don't stay tonight. But I can't say goodbye, 'cause I'm a rolling stone. Baby, come on, tell me what you like every night. Girl, I know you got your own, but you could be mine. You bought that life.
Hit us up at Ignite Radio now.
This is Ignite Radio.
Karma is that girl, like.
You flip the script for the hell of it. Addicted to betrayal, but you're relevant. You're terrified to look down. 'Cause if you dare to see the glare of everyone you burn just to get there, it's coming back around. And I keep my side of the street clean. You wouldn't know what I mean. Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. Karma is the breeze in my hair on the weekend. Karma's a relaxing thought. Aren't you envious?
Text about a bounce. Karma is a fire in your house. And she about to pop up unannounced. And she never leaving you alone. Watch her put your ops on a throne. Got you waving pretty white flags. Peening for that cash. Thinking it'll save ya. Now you switching up your behavior. It's okay, baby. You ain't gotta worry. Karma never gets lazy. So I keep my head up, my bread up. I won't let up. Ever. Promise that you'll never endeavor with none lesser. Ever, ever. I be dragging that wagon. Karma is a beauty. Winning that pageant.
Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. Karma is the breeze in my hair on the weekend. Karma's a relaxing thought. Aren't you envious that for you it's not? Sweet like honey. Karma is a cat purring in my lap 'cause it loves me. Flexing like a Vegas acrobat. Me and Karma vibe like that. Ask me what I learned from all those years. Ask me what I earned from all those tears. Ask me why so many things. Thunder rattling your ground. Karma's on your scent like a bounty hunter.
And karma's gonna track you down.
Step by step from town to town. Sweet like justice.
Karma, karma is a queen.
Karma takes all my friends to the summit.
Facts.
Karma is the guy on the screen.
Coming
straight home to me. Karma is my boyfriend.
Karma is
a god. Karma is the breeze in my hair on the weekend. Karma's a relaxing thought. Aren't you envious that for you it's not? Sweet like honey. Karma is a cat. Purring in my lap 'cause it loves me. Flexing like a Vegas acrobat. Me and Karma vibe like that.
Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a guy.
Ignite Radio, it is 10:35, and that was Karma by Taylor Swift. And this is Dudes Talk. I'm Seth Shea, and this is my co-host.
Josh Shubrook.
And And now a little conversation, Tidget, of something very interesting considering the time of the year.
Yeah, well, we were off the break. You were saying you had a story about the Halloween candy?
Yes. And for the record, this was not my idea. This was my mother's. Bless her heart. So, back during the quarantine, she had the genius idea to put the candy inside of plastic bags and hang them from the tree in our yard. So when kids came by, they could just walk up to the tree and pull one of the candy bags off, and I would just quickly run out and restock the tree.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. It's pretty creative.
Yeah. We did that for every Halloween the quarantine lasted for, so...
Oh, nice.
Two or three times.
Yeah. I know when I was growing up down in the North End, there was a house that did cotton candy with the full, like, machine they rented. There was a house that made, like, candy apples. There were some crazy houses that we made sure to check out every year.
Are you talking about the same house? They did something different every year?
No, I think it's two separate houses down in the North End. One always does the cotton candy, and then one always does the candy apples. So you know, like, the consistency. You know where to get some good candy every year.
I see that. There's always that one house that has just so much better than everything else. Anyways, coming up next, it's the Wayback Playback, so stay tuned for a goody one on Ignite Radio.
Studies show anti-smoking fear campaigns have no effect on stopping kids from smoking. But $5,000 in cold hard cash is an excellent motivator for kids not to smoke. They can spend it after graduating high school on anything they want. Imagine your kid paying for their own college tuition, holiday, or a car. As parents, we want our kids to think for themselves and make good, healthy choices, and smoking is a bad choice. Your kids can be rewarded with $5,000 for graduating smoke-free. Visit the Rewards Foundation at my5k.ca today.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
I'm Ann Murray, and I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been tested, he might still be with us. Talk to your doctor. Get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
This is your Wayback Playback on Ignite Radio.
This Wayback Playback is the highest charting song by a band that shares the name with a common locomotive. Recorded back in 2009, this hit number 3 on Billboard charts and was the top-selling track on iTunes in 2010, and the second best-selling song in the U.S. The band narrowly missed being a one-hit wonder with their 2001 song, Drops of Jupiter, which hit number 5 on Billboard. This song was made a hit by a ukulele. The lead singer thought the song was missing something, and the Norwegian producer Espen Lind grabbed his uke and made the words dance. And that's exactly what you're going to want to do when you hear this song. I'm Owen, and here's Hey Soul Sister by Train on Ignite Radio.
Thank you.
tonight.
Can't get enough hit music now?
IgniteRadio.ca.
I can see the sunset and in your eyes, and we ain't even done yet. Don't wanna go home yet. I spent the whole day with you, and we ain't even done yet. Don't you hate goodbyes? Rather say good morning than goodnight. No, I can't even pretend. No matter how I try, my body wants you, no, we cannot lie. I don't want this night to end. If only I could stop the sunrise, we could lay here all night. If only I could let the freeze time and hold you forever. If only I had one more day, I love you 25. If only I, if only I, if only I could stop the sunrise, we could lay here all night. If only I could let the freeze time and hold you forever. If only I had one more day, I love you 25. If only I, if only I. Show me good love in a real time. I'll show you what a real lover feels like. We could turn a second to a lifetime. Slow it down and make a moment. And baby, yeah, you know you're the one. Cause I could fall in love with you twice. I'll ride all the highs and lows, follow wherever you go. Don't you hate goodbyes? Rather say good morning than goodnight. No, I can't even pretend. No matter how I try, my body wants to know we cannot lie. I don't want this night to end. If only I could stop the sunrise, we could lay here all night. If only I could let the freeze time and hold you forever. If only I had one more day, I love you 25. If only I, if only I, if only I. If only I.
Ignite Radio, it's 10:45 with Dude Talk. And that was If Only I by Loud Luxury, Two Friends, and BB Rexha. Did you know that they added breaking or break dancing to the Olympics this year? Sorry, I am Josh Sherbrooke, and your name is?
Tashe, and to answer your question, I was not expecting them to do that, that's for sure.
Yeah, I also didn't even know that the Esports Olympics exist and were held back in June.
Yeah. Wait, they were held back in June?
Yeah, there's like 10 different sports, 10 in 10 sports, 6 exhibition events, 5 video game titles. Whereas now for the Singapore 2024, they're adding 4 new sports, including the breakdancing.
Well, I hope they can still get through everything and not overwhelm all the combatants or athletes.
I like combatants better. Do you have a favorite Olympic sport, either winter or summer?
Well, personally, if we're speaking summer, it would have to be the 10 meters, the 100 meter sprint, or any real just plain running, because they can run quickly.
That makes sense for sure. Go ahead.
But as for winter, I would have to say I hold a soft spot for curling.
Oh, yeah. Big Canadian sport.
Yeah.
I think we've always done pretty well as Canada.
How about you?
I like the pentathlon for the summer games. The fun. You horse ride, you use swords, you run and shoot. Mm. All the fun things. For nice. Winter, I love those, like, the luge or like the skeleton runs where you're just laying in a tiny tube shooting down a mountain.
Oh, you mean like the bobsleds?
Mm-hmm. There's a few different ones, yeah.
Yeah, those things can move pretty quickly, and a crash in one of those is a bad time.
Do you have one that's the most ridiculous sport?
I'm pretty sure they did ribbon dancing or baton dancing.
Yeah, for sure. I was just thinking that there's
swimming, like dance swimming, all sorts of silly stuff, which I'm sure is incredibly difficult, and I could never do it, and all respect to everyone who does.
Yeah, true respect. The athletes are chosen for the Olympics for a very good reason.
For sure. Coming up next, it's Broken by the Lovely the Band on Ignite Radio.
If you've signed your organ donor card, we thank you. But did you know that it's still your family that makes the ultimate decision? That's why you have to discuss it with them. So, if you're listening to this right now with someone in your family, look at them and say, I want to be an organ donor. We'll wait a moment while you do that. There. It's done. Thank you. From the Kidney Foundation of Canada.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Manley, silver medalist at the Calgary Olympics. Back then, I couldn't imagine the toll Alzheimer's disease would have on my family. If we don't act now, more than a million Canadians will be affected within a generation, including people like you and me. We can stop this disease. Researchers are closer than ever, but it won't happen without your support. Please put your mind to it. Help fund the critical research of the Alzheimer's Society.
Visit www.alzheimer.ca or your local Alzheimer's Society to make a donation.
Ooh, here we go.
You're listening to Ignite Radio,
a Mohawk College radio production.
To the U.S., Finland, Japan. Well,
This is Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
I go dancing, same old bar we used to go. I tell all my friends, I pray to God that he don't show. Second chances, they all ended long ago. But I wear this makeup, in case for makeup. And I tell myself I'll try to get you off my mind. So I go dancing, I close my eyes so I don't see. But I imagine you're right here, right next to me. 3 a.m. here again, and I'm still staring at my phone. If we're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own. To get you off my mind. So I go dancing. I close my eyes so I don't see. But I imagine you're right here, right next to me. 3 a.m. here again. And I'm still staring at my phone. If we're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own. If we're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own. If we're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own.
Hold on to your time.